Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Welcome, Kingdom. The Chiefs get the 3-2 Texans this week. They are a good team, and it's going to be a fun matchup this week. They are 3-2, but they've played a pretty good schedule so far. They've played the Saints with Breeze, the Jaguars, the Chargers, the Panthers, and the Falcons. And they lost to the Saints and the Panthers. So the two, you know, probably strongest defensive teams they've played so far. And then last week they beat the Atlanta Falcons 53-32 at home. And just had a crazy game, totaling almost 600 yards of offense. They can really throw the ball around the park, and that's going to be interesting with the Chiefs. Now, it looks like the Texans are going to come into this game relatively healthy. You know, the only question is center Greg Mantzk. And really everybody else is probably going to play that's not on IR. Of course, they lost their starting running back Lamar Miller before the season. And then their top two tight ends, Jordan Thomas and Kaylee Warring. But Jordan Atkins has filled in at tight end well. And, of course, they traded for Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson, and they've been splitting the running back area for the Texans. Now, on the Chiefs side, you know, Tyreek Hill has practiced in a limited fashion this week, which is good news, but it looks like Chris Jones, Sammy Watkins haven't practiced at all. Neither has Wiley, so it looks like those guys are all out. Of course, the Chiefs put Xavier Williams on IR earlier this week. They signed a defensive tackle, and they signed Stefon Wisnowski, a guy who's played guard and center in this league. And there's a good chance, I'd say, that he plays this Sunday after just signing Monday or Tuesday of this week, which tells you what kind of shape this Chiefs offensive line is in. This game does worry me a little bit. Like I say, the Texans just put up 53 points. They're rolling on offense. I know last week against the Colts, I've heard a lot of complaining about the Chiefs defense, the run defense. The Chiefs only gave up 19 points. They held the Colts to the lowest amount of scoring they've had all year. And they had basically the same amount of possessions on offense this last week as they did the week before against Detroit, where they scored, you know, in the 30s. And last week against the Colts, they only scored 13. So the problems with the offense last week. This week, I think the problem could be with the defense. Deshaun Watson is a heck of a quarterback. You know, he's right up there with Mahomes. And then their wide receiving core is very, very good. And they've been successful running the ball so far this year, even though they don't have, you know, probably the best stable of backs out there. So, you know, this Chiefs defense, as much as, you know, you want to talk about the run defense, it's hard for teams to score a lot of points running the football, and the Chiefs don't give up a ton of big runs. Now, the Texans, with their wide receiving core, are going to stress the Chiefs' corners, which are the weakness of this defense. Well, the passing defense is the weakness, not just the corners, but the linebacking court too, in coverage. And, you know, I think this is a week where the Chiefs defense could give up a lot of points. So far on the season, Deshaun Watson has completed 69.2% of his passes for 1,364 yards. So he's on pace for about 4,500 passing yards. He's got 11 touchdowns, just like Mahomes. He's got one interception. He's also got three rushing touchdowns. So, like I say, he's having a monster year. And then Carlos Hyde, he's got 73 rushing attempts for 310 yards. So he's on pace for close to a 1,000-yard season. He's averaging 4.2 yards per carry. And then Duke Johnson has 32 carries for 205 yards. He's averaging 6.4 yards per attempt. He is an explosive back, and he's a good back. And then Deshaun Watson has 22 runs for 122 yards. So he's averaging 5.5 yards per carry. Definitely got to watch for him as a runner. Now in the receiving game, there's only been 20 attempts, 20 targets to running backs this season. So they don't throw to running backs a ton, about four times a game. The running backs have caught 14 of those for less than 100 yards. But in the receiving core, they've got Kiki Cutie as a slot receiver and Kenny Stills as a slot receiver. Now, Cutie's more of an agility, quick guy. Stills is more of a bigger receiver. They're both kind of injury prone, but I think right now at the moment, they both look like they're going to play. So, you know, those guys combined for 17 catches so far on the season, and they average together about 16 yards per reception. DeAndre Hopkins has 31 receptions for 347 yards. And then Will Fuller has 28 for 400. That guy can just fly. And then the tight ends have 19 receptions between them, Jordan Akins and Darren Fells, for 247 yards. And five touchdowns between those guys. So they definitely have weapons in the receiving game. They are going to stress this Chiefs defense a lot. And then on the defensive side, the Texans still have some pass rushers. J.J. Watt has four sacks on the season. Whitney Mercilus has five. And then D.J. Reader has 2.5. So they can get to your quarterback. They're going to try to pressure Mahomes. And, you know, this Chiefs team needs to put a better effort forward this week. I think they will. I think Andy Reid will have a better game plan. I think this game is going to kind of go back to being a shootout type of game like we've seen all season really before last week. I expect the Chiefs offense to get rid of the ball a lot faster, run a lot more slants, run more screens. I'm really hoping that Tyreek Hill plays in this game because I think the Chiefs really need him to have a really good chance in this game. Now, on defense, you know, I think the Chiefs will put Breland on DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins isn't the fastest receiver, even though he's their top receiver. And Breland, he's not a very fast corner, even though he's a good corner. So that's kind of a good matchup, or as good of a matchup as you can do with our secondary. And then Fuller on the other side runs 4-3. He can absolutely fly. But most of his routes are vertical. And Ward, he can fly as a corner. And his speed is straight line. He's not very good with the agility guys. That's why they had Breland on T.Y. Hilton last week, even though he was so much slower than Hilton, because Ward just cannot cover a guy like that at all. And then in the slot, you know, Kendall Fuller, he'll have a fighting chance against those guys. And then the Texans tight ends, you know, we'll see what the Chiefs linebackers can do against them. You know, and the Chiefs safeties. But I expect the Texans to put up you know, a lot of points. I think they'll get into the 30s. I think it's going to be up to the Chiefs to score with them. And at the moment, I'm just a little worried because Chiefs offensive line looked so bad in that last game, and the game plan was so bad in that game. I expect Reed to scheme the crap out of this game and hopefully not rely on Mahomes to just pull things out of his butt to win this. Looking back at the game last week, once I had a little more perspective to think about it, I really think a lot of the blame in that game goes to Andy Reid, just because he did not change his game plan the entire game. He basically just hoped Mahomes would hit one of those deep shots, even though you know, the receivers weren't separating from man coverage except for Byron Pringle. And Mahomes was getting so much pressure on him, he couldn't wait for things to develop. So I don't expect that to be the case at all this week. Now, somebody posted on Twitter something I found kind of interesting. It was the percentage of man coverage teams played against the Chiefs. And the three highest percentages by far, all three games were right around 75% man coverage, were the Patriots in the playoffs last year and the Lions 2 weeks ago and the Colts last week. So teams are going to keep doing this until the Chiefs can beat man coverage. And, you know, it's extremely important that Tyreek Hill is out there. He can definitely beat man coverage. Sammy Watkins can too. And then really the only other receiver the Chiefs have that can consistently beat man coverage is Byron Pringle. You know, the guy runs the full route tree. He's smooth. I definitely want to see him keep getting some reps even after everybody gets healthy. Because I think later on in the season when you play the better defenses, it's good to have a fourth option behind Hill, Watkins, and Kelsey that can beat man coverage. That's the type of guy that could have a huge game against a team like the Patriots, who's going to get a lot of pressure on Mahomes, and, you know, he's a quick pass option. I'm going to take, man, I hate to say this, I'm going to take the Texans 35-28 in this game. Since I've done this podcast, I've only picked against the Chiefs maybe a couple times. But I think this is just a bad matchup right now with the people the Chiefs have hurt. Honestly, my hope is that the offensive line is pissed off. Andy Reid is pissed off. And, you know, they back Mahomes, protect Mahomes, and he has one of those games where he just destroys the other team. You know, that's really what I'm hoping for this week, even though it might not be the most likely thing to happen. Now, as far as daily fantasy stuff for this week, people are going to be all over this game. It's definitely going to be the highest scoring game. No doubt about it. I'm sure Vegas has it pegged that way. You know, basically any of the Texans receivers would be good options. And then on the Chiefs, if Hill plays, I would be all over Tyreek Hill because I think Mahomes, when Hill does get back out there, he's going to be so happy that he's back out there. He's going to feed him the football. And then I'm sure Tyreek, those fresh legs and stuff after everybody else has played 5 weeks, he's going to put on a show. That is all I got this week. A little bit shorter podcast. I hope you guys have a great week and go Chiefs. I know that I am really lame and that the podcast is never over when I actually say that it is over, but I want to end every podcast this season just by saying that the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl this year.